YouTube. The CFG Gamecast episode number 217, a weekly podcast created by gamers and streamers alike to discuss the latest gaming topics from the previous week. We stream a new episode every week and release on all podcast services. So do us a favor and show us some love by liking, following, subscribing, and sharing on our YouTube channel, the CFG channel, or go to our website, confreaksandgeeks.com, to not miss an episode. I am Mr. CFG Games himself, Davis Green, and with me today, I got two awesome co-hosts with me today. I got Lex in the second seat. What is going on, my cyborg?
All of the cyborg things. If you guys don't know, I got fancy new glasses. Very excited. If you're thinking to yourself, Lex, I thought you were wearing contacts. I am wearing contacts, but I don't see blues properly, which then messes up the whole color spectrum for me. So now I have in chromas, yay, which is very exciting. Adam, the other day as I was reading my book, he goes, isn't it really dark to like look through them? I'm like, a little bit. He's like, it looks like you're just walking around with sunglasses in the house with a hangover. I'm like, no, but it was interesting.
You know what those glasses remind me of? And it just occurred to me.
Oh gosh,
You remember SNL Coffee Talk?
No.
Oh, God, with Mike Myers? Yeah, you look it up. Oh. You'll know what I mean. Yeah, so that's, you look like one of the people like on Coffee Talk. It's going to date. That one's definitely dating me, but no. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so I got my new glasses and I got to walk around for the first couple of days just staring at things, which was interesting. I can see a lot better, which is nice. I bought a bunch of artwork this week, which was fun. Now I just need to go to the thrift store and get some frames for them. I've been taking a little bit of time off for myself. I haven't been feeling good. I don't know if we got a stomach bug. I was pretty sure it was food poisoning at first, but we're on like week two and I'm kind of over it. So this is the longest I've sat up in about 13 days. I am feeling better. I'm on the mend. I just feel really weak, which sucks. Haven't really played a lot of games. I did play Dreamlight Valley a little bit today because Twitter notified me that there was a freaking update. Were they going to tell us? Of course not. They tell you the day of. So I started that. But of course, it's time consuming. I was like, I don't have time to play this and get ready for podcast. So I had to cut my losses on that. But I've been reading the ACOTAR series for any of my.
You make it sound like people know what the ACOTAR series is.
It's weird that you don't. That's what's funny.
Iceman, do you know what the ACOTAR series is?
I have never even heard of it.
Okay, there you go. Two people. Anyone in chat? Does anyone know what the ACOTAR series is? You gotta explain gotta explain to us what is ACOTAR, because I have no idea what it is.
I'll be honest with you, it sounded like Avatar for a minute. I'm like, okay, I know what Avatar is.
Everyone. But. Exactly.
So, ACOTAR stands for A Court of Thorns and Roses. It's a book about the human and fae world kind of colliding. And the shit that goes down with it. You follow a girl named Farah and her adventure in the world. And kind of, I can't say too much because it gets crazy. But, and real fast.
How many books is it?
It's five. And she's not done with that series. She does have two other series that I believe are complete. My therapist had recommended this to me a couple years ago. I think at that point there was only like three books. I was like, I'll wait. She was like, no, I think like imagination wise, like you need to occupy your time. This was around when my dad passed away. I was like, I don't have that kind of focus. I just like doing diamond paintings and just sitting there zoning out. But I started reading it a few days ago. And by a few days ago, I've gotten through about this much. So I've started the fourth book. All of them combined are about this big. I have a little reading light that I attached to my book. And the kitten jumps all over it, which is hysterical. I've just been chilling in bed and reading A Court of Thorns and Roses. It's pretty good. Men, don't knock it till you read it. It's very good. But if you go on Book Talk and you just, or if you go on TikTok and you type in ACOTAR, the amount of content that will then flood your timeline is crazy. It's really good. It's really good. I have a few friends that are reading along with me, all male, which I was like, this is a little more female centric, but and it's spicy, just a heads up. Well, but not like 50 Shades of Grey spicy. It's different. So
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, interesting. Well, I think I could say that I will. I don't think I will read it. Okay. Not because of that of interesting. I'm just like, I don't think I
There's
will read
it because there's a lot of war. Which is, it's kind of cool because I'm big into history. My dad was too. And he was really big into like war and how, you know, in how combat works and things like that. And it dives deep into it. So there's a lot of war. There's a lot of strategy in said war. And it's pretty interesting. And it's kind of like you're a fly on the wall watching these dudes with bat wings in a war room. There's bat wings. I know. It's cool. You're welcome.
Unless the Boxcar Children is in it, then I'm probably gonna read. Like that'll be it.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. But no, but that's interesting. It's an interesting book, though. I'm just messing with you. But that's cool. But the guys, we have a special guest today that is filling in the third seat where Smitty is away. I got an awesome streamer who plays a lot of different kinds of RPGs as a variety streamer and does some really cool interviews with some other cool streamers. I got Iceman Prime in the third seat. What is going on, my dude? How are you been?
Well, I'm doing a little fantastic, man. You know, I'm happy to be here. I don't know if you guys knew this, but I actually owe Mr. CFG here a favor because of a favor he did for me a while back. So that's why I'm here right now.
You making it sound like that you're indebted to me to this thing. I did not ask for anything back at all. So mind you,
I'm just messing with you.
Man. I'm just saying. But I know you've been playing a lot of different kinds of which RPGs are you currently playing right now?
Yeah. So right now I'm playing Cold Steel 3. If you guys are into the Legend of Heroes, the Trail series, by the way, Daybreak, looking forward to that in July. Mm-hmm. I'm also playing FF7 Rebirth, and I'm playing Persona 3 Reload, which I think when Lex shouted me out earlier, I was I'm playing Persona 3 Reload. By the way, big Persona fan. Persona 5 Royal, Persona 4 Golden, probably my top two. Also, Super Mario RPG Remake.
Yeah, Super RPG Remake was fun.
That was real fun. Yes, and I'm looking forward to the Thousand Year Door remake, and I believe it comes out in a couple of weeks.
You know, I have never played a Paper Mario.
Oh, wow, you haven't?
No,
because when
I was growing up, I never had a 64, and then when I had the GameCube. I never really like. I think it came out. I think that one came out on GameCube, I believe. So, I just didn't have any interest. I didn't get a lot of GameCube games at the time, and so I just never really was exposed to it. I don't play handheld games. So the ones that came out on the GBA and then the SP.
I've played Paper Mario. I feel like we've had this conversation before. Have we? You haven't played it, and I was shocked. Yeah.
When Paper Mario was out, I never had the systems for it. So
yeah, I had to play it at my grandpa's house, and I had to wait for all my cousins to fall asleep before I was even allowed to touch a damn controller. Because, you know, I'm the redheaded stepchild. So of course.
Yeah. So like, I mean, like that was just a big, yeah, that was just the biggest thing that like, that I have. I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Iceman? You were going to say something?
I think me and Lex kind of vibe on the Paper Mario front, so she knows what I'm talking about. But but yeah, I think you would like it. I think you would really, really like it. Now, I know it is a bit cutesy with how it's presented and everything, but the game is a lot deeper than, you know, how it looks. So I definitely recommend it. I think if you have a Switch, it's on the Switch Online as well. So check out the OG game on the N64 Paper Mario on that.
I don't have the the deluxe package thing. You remember you had to pay the extra $30 or whatever?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because like I sometimes have to remind myself that I even have online. I forget I have a Switch. Yeah, it's so funny every time that I need to think about it. It's all good. I know we're boring.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I might have to take a few deep coffee.
Deep breaths.
It's all good. But yeah. So no, okay, I yeah. mean like yeah, it. I mean, I'm fine with cutesy RPGs. Actually, right now I'm like actually what I've been doing this whole time. I've been playing I've been playing a lot of Sandland, so I can finish it up, so I can do my review of Sandland. So I've been playing that, playing some more Helldivers 2. I need to start streaming that again. Helldivers 2, I've been kind of jonesing on that as of late. And then now there's going to be the new Warbond that's coming out next week. It's going to be a good reason to come back. They've also did a ridiculous update patch on it last week. So like so they changed a lot of the different kinds of guns and stuff in that, which I need to check out if it's something that I need to do. But man, okay, so then I did something incredibly stupid on Thursday. So I went to the dentist, right? And I was like, okay, cool. I'm not out of the ordinary. I'm pretty sure a lot of people do, but I hate going to the dentist. I really hate going to the dentist.
Haven't been since I was 20 and had braces.
Yeah. So like I go to the dentist this time and then they're like, yeah, we need to do a periodontal, which is a deep clean, and stuff. And I don't know if you know this, but usual dentists and stuff, they want you to do a deep clean. They usually do deep cleans in sectors. So they usually want you to do half. Like half your teeth, and then they'll do the other half at a later date, like usually like 2 weeks or 3 weeks in advance or so. I said, you know what? No, just do the whole thing. And they're like, are you sure you want to do that? And then it's like, yeah, I told them, because don't get me wrong, I love this dentist actually was really good, because like I've had nothing but bad like issues with dentists in the past, so this one was actually really cool, and they were very attentive and they listened and stuff. But then I was like, ma'am, like you're lucky that I'm here right now. If you're telling me to come back here to do the same thing, it's gonna be a fight to just do that. So no, let's just do it all today. And then it took like 2.5 hours. So what no one told me about this process is that, you know, they numb you up for it, right? And so they do injections into your gums so you get numb. These people did 9 injections in different spots in my mouth, and I'm just like literally crying, like it wasn't like I'm like wailing, but like tears are coming out of my eyes and stuff. Yeah, because it is hurting like crazy, and then I'm just like, oh, this was a bad idea. And then they start doing the work, hearing all these crazy sounds, and then the stuff that's going into your, like, you don't even think about it, but then the sound that not necessarily the drills, but they're using like water, really strong water needles and it stuff like that.
Oh god,
and it's like it was like my whole mouth was like went 10 rounds in boxing, and I was just like, totally out of it, man. It was like, so I'm done, and I'm like, I can't feel half my face and stuff, and I'm just like, oh, I shouldn't have done this. This is terrible. But
I feel bad for you. But here's a kicker. So because I'm a natural ginger, those Novocaine shots don't work in me. So when I get on the table, I just have to grit and bear it and get it all done. So I only come once every 10 years because, oh, that's a freaking mess. I got 18 shots the last time. She's like, we legally can't give you any more. I was like, it's not working.
Yeah, screw that, man. Like, I'm not
18 gonna, yeah. shots?
18 in Yo. My mouth in one section because I had a cavity. It wasn't even a bad one, just a little guy.
Yeah, I had my, I think the last time I went to a dentist, I had my back two wisdom teeth pulled. Because they got cracked from because I didn't take care of my mouth all that well.
It's hard.
Now Oh yeah.
Like with special wisdom teeth? Yeah.
Yeah, and now like one of my back molars right here is completely cracked, and now I have to go see a dentist and have that pulled.
Don't get the you need to keep try to keep you got to keep the molar, dude. You can't have
a crown on that guy.
Yeah, you gotta get a crown on it. There's no way that it without having a molar on the back.
Actually, they don't tell you. There's another procedure they can do instead of a crown in most cases, and it's a third of the price, and it lasts a really long time. If you cracked it, as long as it's not like falling out, you should be able to get it. But like, if they bring up like, oh, you need a crown, be like, hey, I heard about this other procedure. Can we discuss that as an option? And they'll tell you about it. And it's pretty interesting.
That's hilarious. But
yeah.
Well, I don't know. You don't even know the name of the procedure itself. I can't remember what it is. You're like, you cliffhanging.
I mean, it'd be better than getting a crown. I would feel.
You're like,
I mean, I'll be honest.
There's an alternative.
I still have those holes in there. They haven't even put the crown in there. I need to like follow up with my dentist on those.
Wow, that is the biggest tease I've ever heard right now. Oh, but
I can't remember what it's called. It's not dental bonding. Indirect resin, but I can't remember.
Figure it out and let him know. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if you find that, let me know.
Well, they know if you bring it up. Like, hey, I know I might need a crown, but I heard there was another procedure that you might be able to do. Because if they've got the stuff, they'll do it. It's just a lot of dentists don't keep it on hand anymore.
I think you need to like let him know what that name of that procedure so he can tell that person to do it. Because it's like he doesn't even know what that procedure is. So like,
I know.
But anyways, I know you don't want to talk about dental stories because I sure as hell don't. But let's go through the normal rigmarole that we like to do each and every week. So each of us chooses a topic discussion in the world of video games that happened in the previous week. The topic would or could be a game itself or something that happened in the gaming industry. And we do not want to talk about it amongst ourselves. We want you, the listeners and viewers on Twitch, YouTube, and on Kick to be a part of the conversation as always. So if there is something that you're wanting to chime in about, by all means, we love to make it as interactive as possible. So you can always just type it inside the chat. We will love to, and we will talk with you and just talk about whatever we're talking about. Hey, what's up, Donk? How you doing? But anyways, let's get down to brass tacks here. So we're going to be talking. I guess I'll go first since I didn't really say the order or care to mention it. But so it was actually weird. So we've been talking a lot about the bad decisions that certain publishers are currently doing. Like I think one of the worst ones is the new Star Wars. The new Star Wars game is coming out. Like how they're doing the pricing models and stuff. But then you got like some like ridiculous, like insane things that like insane, like methods that people other developers and stuff are doing, not developers, but publishers are doing, like I know y'all have heard about the escape from Tarkov thing, right? Have you heard of it? You know?
No.
Oh, oh, okay. This is hilarious. You never heard of this? Okay, so
I've never heard of this.
Okay, so Escape from Tarkov is releasing a new thing called the Unheard Edition. This edition comes with a lot of different kinds of with guns, exclusive skins and stuff like that. It's a huge edition of different kinds of things. They're retailing it at $250.
Wait, what?
No.
Say that again?
Yeah, $250 for this edition. Now, what is worse is that...
Does it come with a maid to clean my house?
I know, right? Might as well be. But so what is worse is that... So this is... they added a little bit more than another edition that they had. That was a part... That was a $150 edition that was... that they not only promised... That they said that if you paid $150, you wouldn't have to worry about any future upgrades or stuff like that anymore on Tarkov games. So so what they did was that they scrapped that $150 edition completely. they didn't honor the people who did buy the $150 edition to up for these upgrades and stuff, for these permanent upgrades, until the uproar kind of got to a point where they were like, okay, because they were trying to change the term of what is a DLC of DLC. So they were trying to skirt around the people that did put money in on their game and stuff. And then what was even what made matters worse was that the package that they were doing that they added was the same package as the $150 one, and then they added maybe like four or five different things like on top of all of that. So it was really crazy. So this is probably the most like egregious level of of greed I have seen in a long time. Yeah, for
I've got adult money, but I don't want someone stealing from me. Holy shit!
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's even worse than Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
If you guys know the situation with Mortal Kombat and their games, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, definitely. And but it just seems like okay. So and then it seems like this is not like. You really just see the pattern of things of how things are going right now. For instance, if you really seriously think about like how gaming and now what publishers are trying to do to consumers throughout the process, like they're saying, oh, now 3-day early access is now a feature that you're paying for now for early release to play our game. And doing these different kinds of weird stuff that is just like trying to say, oh, we're doing you a favor for these different kinds of deals and stuff.
To give you a like, test? No.
Yeah. Or like, you know, like the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. They want you to pay a $40 DLC pack, where we all know this game is not going to last this year, because if you read the notes on this now, the concurrent players in that game is now less than Marvel Avengers, and Marvel Avengers have been scrapped from 2 years ago from Square Enix, and yet they have more concurrent than what Suicide Squad is, and they're forcing the charge of $40 DLC packs for this. And like, so I guess like it's not really a new statement, but I am legitimately concerned, of what are we experience, we as the consumers, we as gamers and stuff, on expectations of, and mind you, this isn't for everybody. This isn't for like all games and whatnot, but this is mostly for AAA title games, what are we getting back from these $70 games? And then what are our expectations? But then when you're seeing these articles and these things of these levels of these egregious levels of greed and like and just shadiness excuse me shadiness, like I it kind of draws me like into a like a red light like a cautionary deal of like, man, what are we getting into now? I mean, we're not gonna even see these big titled games. Star Wars, I wanted to play the new Star Wars prior to all this announcement, but once they told me what you can and what you can't get get in that game, totally turned me off on wanting me to ever get in that, because I am never going to get that game unless it gets into a level of a level where it's going to be like, okay, this is reasonable for me to do this, and it's so freaking like vague on when they talk about DLC packs. It's like what the hell. So anyways, I'm kind of digressing a little bit, but like anyways, my whole thing is like I'm wondering, like, are y'all concerned about like the path of that we're going when it comes to publishing like big games, and like what we're paying is like what and then our expectations of what we're getting, and like do you feel like, I mean, like should there be something that we should probably be calling, you know, bullshit on toward these people, or what y'all's thoughts are about like game, like big publishers doing this kind of stuff?
I mean, Dunk has a point. He says it's been like this for 15 years.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It, I'm not saying it hasn't, but this level,
it's getting worse.
To yeah. this level,
it's getting a lot worse. Yeah.
That where we're at right now is to a level that I've never really dreamed of, because like now, like the big issue now was like back in the days they were just like, oh, gaming is more expensive to it's more expensive to make big games, which is very mm-hmm. true. So their very justification, true, yeah. which is their justification, was we need to increase the price of the base game, which makes sense. It's like $70, perfect. Mm-hmm. But then mm-hmm. at the same time, they're like saying they're like doing things like for instance, like what Tekken did, which was like we're going to pay you a full $70, then on top of that you're going to have to do the DLC, which is fine. The DLC packs are fine because you're actually paying, you have to pay for the new characters and stuff with the season pass. But then on top of that, they're giving you a game pass, like not game pass, but battle pass within all of that. You're paying $140-something and yet you're still saying that it's not enough. I mean, I'm like that kind of right. stuff. It just seems like a little bit that gets a little too crazy at times. Or sports games with the card game, like they add card games inside a full set of games. I'm sorry, what were you gonna say, Lex?
I think the best response that we as consumers can do when companies act like this is hit them where it hurts. Because if they're not making the money that they thought they were going to be making off this game, what happens?
I agree.
They're going to change the prices. This isn't going to continue to keep happening. I think, obviously, our literacy rate in this group is high, comparative to other places in the U.S. Literacy rates are not great right now. I think we as consumers in this little group here, let's pretend we're in our own little fancy room, we know not to buy those games. We may want to play them, but what's the point if we're just going to keep bleeding money to a company that's not going to deliver on what it says it's going to deliver, right? Like, you're giving us empty promises because you say there are going to be DLCs. Well, how big is that content? Like, what are we talking here? And are you going to say, well, this content is much larger than what we initially thought we were going to promise you, so now you have to pay for this? Wait. So now you're going back on your word. I think we as consumers know not to purchase those games. Now, I can't speak for everybody else, but there are still idiots out there that are like, well, I have adult money, so I'm going to pay for this, even though I'm being made empty promises. And those are the people that are keeping these companies continuing this escapade, right? Again, the best way to stop this from happening is to hit them where it hurts. You're not going to sit here and bamboozle us and put a wool over my fucking eyes, excuse my language, for a game that you're saying is going to have X, Y, and Z down the road, but then you can turn around and say, actually, that's not what we meant, and we're not giving you your money back. No, I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What about you, Iceman?
So I'm pretty much in agreement with Lex here. And to add to what she's saying, the DLC, okay, you know, the gaming industry is still operating at a loss. And they've been operating at a loss for pretty much forever. And I guess it's more not the DLC per se, but it's more, okay, we want to give you, we are going to provide you with this in the full game, no DLC. But then you pull a 180 and say, oh, we kind of messed up. We didn't mean that. We actually are going to release a unfinished game and finish it and make you pay all the DLC to finish the game. Basically going back on your word. And I think the biggest problem with a lot of gaming companies, just to name a few, WB Games, as I mentioned earlier, EA and those kind of companies, the biggest problem is what's the word I want to use? Integrity. That's the biggest thing is integrity. They
but
there's just no integrity with these companies, and they just want to nickel and dime. Because let's be real, you know, as consumers, a lot of people, you know, like, oh, I mean, I want to play this game. I want to play everything for what it's worth, and you know, I'm supporting this company because I've been a fan of their stuff for the long time. So I don't mind doling out the extra money. But there's gonna come a point where, like, okay, you're gonna have to, once you see, open your eyes and see what this company is doing, how they're pretty much nickeling and diming and in a sense scamming you. You're gonna realize, oh, dang, I just wasted all that money on stuff that I could have spent on other things. I mean,
well here's the thing though. Oh, I'm sorry.
Donk makes a great point. He goes, there have been zero DLCs for Tarkov in almost 6 years.
Yeah, but here's the thing though.
Hello?
Okay, no, but here's the thing. And this is the thing that kind of made, well, the Tarkov example, which makes it worse in my opinion, is this. There was a pack prior to the Unheard of pack that they said that if you put money in that pack, you don't have to worry about any further updates or DLCs or whatever the hell they will do in the future. So like when a company tells you, if you give us $150, which is already a lot of money in my opinion for a game itself, specific individual game, and they said that that you don't have to worry about any future updated packs, you're good. Like all that is done. Like all that's like, you don't need to worry about any future or whatever, or any of this nonsense and hullabaloo and all this stuff. But then later on, when they decided to say, okay, we're going to scrap that original pack and upgrade it to this weird, even super bloated pack. And then what was to twist the dagger, to their fans of Tarkov, was that they were trying to repurpose, saying that they were trying to rephrase what DLC is. So the people who bought the previous pack says that the new pack is, or that pack is not eligible because it's not really DLC and stuff. And that, I mean, it's like they're going out of their way to try to get them to double, like, you know, to double tap on money. And that's what makes it more, like, makes it even more terrible. Like, it's just like to say, like, the balls of a publisher to tell this, to try to do that to their fan base, to do that tells a lot about what these people are on trying to deal with it. And that kind of stuff is sad to say, feels like it's escalating than de-escalating. I mean, you do have good companies like you have the people who do Helldivers 2 and stuff like that, that it's a game as a service, which technically it feels like game as a service is a taboo word in general, because it's usually signifies something negative in most cases, because people are expecting like some weird nickel and dime, or some weird what's the incentive, or some weird kind of regular BS that you don't really necessarily need. And like and I think that the whole thing is just like what's worse is that we're seeing more and more stories of this. We've talked about more and more stories on this podcast itself. I mean, with, like I said, with Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, with Star Wars, within the last 3 months, we're kicking a dead horse at this point. And it just seems like this is what the fad is, that it's going for distribution distribution. It's like, they're not even caring about the game at this point. They're just wanting to get the, have their hands in your pockets and try to get as much money as they possibly can from the individuals. And it's just like, it's so freaking insane.
And that's and that's also, I feel why, you know, a lot of games come out unfinished with the very buggy and glitchy and everything.
They're not a lot of these publishers aren't even making good on the game base itself. Like, agreed. Setting Tarkov and all that aside, they're putting out games like Gollum and saying, oh, money please. And hello, What is this? It's a bunch of garbage that a three-year-old made models of. You know what I mean? Like, you guys aren't even making good on your promises to produce and finish a game at a level of expectation that you yourself set for your company, right? But you want us to purchase it regardless of that and then not say anything? The audacity of these... Mm-hmm. No. I think laws are going to end up coming into play here because this is a continuing issue. And I think these game developers are really digging themselves a hole and they're going to be real pissed because they fucked around and found out. And then there's going to be laws against it. And then what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like,
money, please. Like, sit down.
What Donk is saying here, like, here's the good news. I'm a whale, like, which I know you're a whale, Donk. And these companies have getting zero from me. I'm not alone. Like Lex said, speak with your wallet, which I mean, that's all that I would support people to doing at this point. It's like to keep a close eye on doing this and stuff, trying to make this not bow down to this nonsense that like this new age of entitlement. I mean that's probably the best way to describe it, is entitlement of like, wow, we made this game, it cost us $30 million, but we really want our money, and then the game is not even either fully complete, this game is either glitched, or we're going to be as vague as possible on what DLC is, so we're going to try to get as much of these extra stuff that we could try to milk as much as we possibly can on this game, and then go from there. It's like, no, people need to be more look at what they're getting into before they get into with this stuff, because this is unbelievable.
Literacy rates are low. My favorite game is coming out with a special expansion pack. Well, I've loved this game for X amount of years, so I must give them my money. No, you do not. You do not have to give them your money, because you are now contributing to this ongoing issue when you do that. But we know from other, you know, standpoints in the world and different genres of living that people are not the smartest crayons or brightest in the box, you know? So hit them with your wallet, because there's nothing they can do but take a step back and go, okay, as a company, how do we restructure what we were giving to the people, right? How do we take a step back as a company and say, you know what? We were wrong. We're obviously trying to dip our hands in too many pots of gold here. Let's not do that. I don't know, just a thought, but fuck me, what do I know? You know? I'm just a girl in a podcast. Here I am.
Lex, I mean, what else really needs to be said?
I appreciate it.
You know, speak with your, like you said, you know, speak with your wallets, guys. I mean,
or we're going to just have to bring all these CEOs outside and have a Nerf gun fight. And these suckers do not feel good up close.
I don't know. Like, it's just like, I just feel like it's saddening when you're seeing this stuff. Like, I mean, now it's funny, now that I'm older, it's kind of like, you know, it's hard for me to pay full value for a game nowadays, $70 for a game. But like, it's when we were growing up, there were so many better options of what was like what the other options. I'm that old man that says back in my day, but
hi, my birthday is about to happen. I feel you.
Right. So I'm just saying that, like, ooh. I think that, like, when it comes to like it, like that's my main focus is are good with like indies and stuff like that, and that kind of shows that I feel like they show more love than what the kind of in what they're trying to make into the games, especially like what I've been seeing inside the chat. I guess the best example of it is Baldur's Gate 3 with Larian Studios. I mean, like they're not a big company, quite a big company, but they were big enough to make a ridiculous AAA title that was specifically simple. Base price, that's it. No DLC, no nothing, none of this stuff. And they gave you a full-fledged game access with no bells and whistles and stuff. You said, hey, you paid the money. Okay, you're gonna get our game. We want you to play our game. There you go. We don't need to worry about any like additional add-ons and stuff, or new side story thing, or paid content, and none of that nonsense, you know. So it's freaking ridiculous. It's just freaking ridiculous, and it just hurts to deal with like this is the stuff that you have to now worry about and stuff. Well, you know?
And the game makers want you to play their game, but the heads above them, of the white men in the suits, you know, moving money around on a table, they don't care if you play the game. They just want you to buy it and keep paying into it. You know,
yeah, but I guess the biggest thing is sucks. Yeah. But I guess the biggest thing, like I was saying, is like, is this mostly, I wasn't saying this mostly as a blanketed statement in gaming itself. I was mostly saying it specifically for like, you know, AAA titles or big studio titles that are just trying to push every penny and penny to that they can get out of the out of an IP. I mean, shoot, like Tarkov is not a new game. It's been beta access. It's been on beta access. I don't think it's officially out yet. But it's been there for literally almost almost a decade. It's been there. Yeah. So
it was a full fledged game. Maybe.
I mean, it's.
Is it early?
Early access games, like, they need to say something like, well, this is just me on the side note. Early access needs to be, like, signified what is early access. Because some of these games are staying in early access way too goddamn long.
Yep.
So, like, I'm just sorry. Like Tarkov is definitely one of them, but several games that have been that literally has a community, that literally has tournaments. Like, for instance, Multiversus. When Multiversus first came out, I thought the game was already out because they were doing a ridiculous tournament at Evo the year that it came out, and I was like, oh, okay, they're definitely gonna say some stuff. Yeah, Ark's another one. Yeah, it's insane. Like, they need to signify, like, or they need to give it a time limit to say, oh, this is not early access anymore, because it's ridiculous. That's what turns me off about some of these games. Like, especially, like, we don't know when Pal World's gonna be coming out, like, as a full-fledged game. And the game and I mean, it could essentially take years. It looks like, it definitely seems like it's going to take a long while for it to happen. So, I mean, there's just so many different kinds of things that they need to kind of label, because, like, if you're going to be having a full fledged community and your game isn't officially out, is a little, and then you're asking your community money for the said game, it's out. It should be out at this point. You might as well call it's out or something. You know, it's ridiculous. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, Big Tim says those early access games you have to pre-order. Yeah, you do. But at the same time, see, the thing is about early access is, like, I can understand 6 months. I can understand even a year. I can definitely understand a year. But there are certain games that are still early access that's been out for over five or six years. Like, full big games. For instance, a good one. Remember, League of Legends didn't officially come out until 7 years later when it first its initial run and stuff like that. I'm just saying that, like, they need to kind of have some kind of thing. A deal towards that, because now you're making money for the game. You're committing your time and your resources and stuff to keep the game up and improving on it. But still, it's like, it's ridiculous. Like, I mean, am I wrong? I mean, what do you think, Iceman?
I'll be honest with you. I pretty much agree with everything you said, man. Like, I'm sorry, I was looking at something on the internet, and I totally lost my attention there. But I
called you out on it. My bad. Yeah, I'm just saying, it's just funny. It's all good, dude. No, it's just funny. But we'll definitely see. People keep blaming Battle State games, but it's really Putin needing more Moby for this war. What are you talking about there? I don't even know what you're talking about, but okay. Like, Moby, like the musician Moby. Like, how long ago was, man, I haven't heard that in a long time. But anyways, but yeah, it's very interesting how all that works, but we'll see. So Yeah, I guess gaming industry do better. AAA titles do better in stuff like that. It's we'll go from there. Lex.
My turn.
Yes, it is your turn.
Speaking of Helldivers 2, to be exact. The other day, I saw something and I thought, that doesn't seem correct. Wait a minute. What are y'all doing? So, Helldivers 2, there's a bunch of new stuff that's been added. But did you know that now you have to have a PSN account?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Fun fact, I have a whole list of countries in alphabetical order. Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Andorra, Angola. The list goes on and on and on. Solomon Islands, Somalia. None of them can have a PSN account. And in some of those countries, you are not allowed to have a VPN. So how do you expect these players to be able to play your game if you cannot play it without having a PSN account? Well, Helldivers went from being one of the most people were writing great reviews, right? Well, fun fact, 84,000 negative Helldiver reviews in like 48 hours have now been posted. So I was curious what you guys thought about it. Now, before we jump in, there are a lot of games that if you purchase them on Steam, you also have to have an account elsewhere, right? We are used to that. However, we are very privileged that we live in the United States, Canada, in countries where we can make a PSN account, even if we are not PSN account owners, because of where we live, right? Or other people can have VPNs in certain countries, but a lot of them can't. So this went from a game that was revered to now getting real negative reviews. So I was just curious what your thoughts were. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm raising my eyebrows, but you can't see them because they're white.
All right, I guess I'll get started on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know this is going to be a controversial topic, but I'm going to speak solely from an unbiased standpoint, but I don't really mind it, and here's why. Now, to your point about the countries that can't get PSN, okay, I totally understand. But the thing is, I don't know if you guys knew, but I think the company mentioned that this was going to be a thing from the very beginning when the game came out. And I think the outcry is that, you know, not a lot of people, because a lot of people were used to playing it on either PS5 or PC, that not a lot of people, I guess, knew or kind of sort of forgot about that point. And from that standpoint, I kind of sort of see the outrage, but at the same time, you know, I'm the kind of person where, like, if you have PSN and everything in the U.S., like in the country that has PSN, why would you be mad about it? But I also see it from Lex's point of view, where if a country that doesn't have PSN, like, wants to play Helldivers, well, shit, they're pretty much part of my language. They're pretty much shit out of luck, because you can't, like you said, you can't get a VPN because it's illegal, and PSN is not allowed in the region because, I don't know, maybe legal reasons or because somebody doesn't want to do it out there.
Touch on that a little bit. So PSN accounts have a tendency to get hacked. So like 2011, 77 million Sony PlayStation Network users, their personal data was lost. Again, May of 2011, 25 million. June of 2011, they were hacked again. The list goes on and on. So it makes sense. I mean, even as recently as October 2023, Sony notified everyone and its employees of a data breach, but have never been able to stop the hack. So a lot of these countries, I am going to take a leap of faith here. I would say a majority of them are doing it because the company itself gets hacked, and because they don't want their citizens' privacy out in the open, because some of these countries are not like ours where we have a democracy, they're other, right? So it makes sense from a security standpoint why they wouldn't allow it. But that was just to throw in a little kernel for you, you know?
Okay.
Understandable. Yeah, that's true. That is true at all. But, you know, like nowadays, I will say to that, a lot of companies also have had the data breaches too. Like, for example, AT&T, well, AT&T, you know, and all that. So I don't know.
I mean, overall is this is what I'm looking at. If they're going to be doing, like, I'm just going to pray to God that they know what they're doing on the fact that the places that don't have access, like they don't have PSN access, they have a plan in store for those kind of folks on this, because it's kind of weird that they would decide to pay, like, you know, they release a game 2 months ago, and then they decide
in those countries, right?
Retract that. So, they're going to have to be something. I'm going benefit of the doubt that they have something in store for that kind of situation, that scenario for that. If not, because if that's the case, that means they're region locking. They would have to region lock the game.
Basically.
I would say stay tuned for some kind of thing, especially right. If the outcry with 86,000 negative reviews on Steam shows a lot of people pissed off on it.
Right.
But however, now when it comes to like this, that I'm not pissed because, like, dude, this is the way I look at it. Like, I totally agree with what Iceman was saying on this, because, like, overall it's really like it's nothing different. This is what it is, right. Like, here's the thing in my mind on it. Why are y'all pissed off at this thing now? You're perfectly fine when Ubisoft Connect was created, perfectly fine when Epic Games was created, fine when all these other stuff is created and stuff for logging in and going into your game, EA Play, all these different kinds of stuff to do it specifically, and then Sony is now trying to implement cross save, if you get a trophy on your PC, you get a trophy on your on your PSN right. account.
Oh, cross well progression. Now. Okay.
Yeah. Well, cross. Well, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, so I mean, all this different kind of stuff. That's why the big. So I know why they're doing it, but to say that, like, to get people. I mean, initially for people who have access to the. People, I guess I'm only saying this for the people that have access, or the regions that have access to, like, they have to do it. PSN, have to make a PSN account and whatnot. It's like, heaven forbids, like, you know, like you're gonna have to create an account because on something that you probably only gonna use specifically for this one game. And then at the same time you just have to put in the new username and password for it just to gain access to this. It's not any different for anything that we have been doing for the past decades now at this point, right? You know?
And so, Doc says, I agree with Iceman. If the company tells you that it's going to be like that and you ignore it, that's on you. Don't mm-hmm. touch that. It's hot. Touch is a hot thing. Mad at a person mm-hmm. who tells you that it's hot. Now, something interesting that I just came across. Now, I cannot confirm this for myself because I have not been looking at Sony's website. Someone said in there, I'm going to kind of try to shrink what they say, but greatly disappointed with the additional force change of requiring a PSN account in order to play game. Further down, they say, this force change by Sony directly contradicts their stated language on their official website. That said is an important word here because it is past tense. You would not need to connect to a PSN account to play a game on Steam. This statement on the official Sony website was changed incognito with no announcements or warning. This is because Sony knows that they misled people and changed the wording after the fact in hope that nobody would notice. Fun fact, we did. So I understand what they're saying, and they're upset it was false advertisement. If that is in fact what it said originally versus what it says now, there, I just jumped down a rabbit hole on accident because I clicked on a Reddit link and then there are screenshots. But again, I did not see this personally. Things can be photoshopped. I only take things with a grain of salt. I understand that frustration, especially if you were able to play a game in a different country, different continent, and you were not warned that this would happen down the line, that you put your money in a game that you are now essentially not going to be able to play. I get it. That's the
one thing. Yeah, the one thing that I would say, like, that I think that they're guilty of is like not showing the process of what they're going to do for the people that right. can't do it. Like, maybe that's,
they gave out a number for you to call.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, because like, because that's just so weird that they would decide to say, hey, we're going, like, if they've already said that this is what's going to happen, this is like this that they were planning on doing this in the future, and yet. But this process wasn't in store or made for a chance for those places to do it. Like they had to have. I mean, like I said, that's why I'm giving them benefits of the doubt on this, because I'm just like, right. that'd be ridiculously insane. Why would
you
sell
a game in a country that you knew you were going to force to make a PSN account? Yeah, who eventually. Literally can't.
Yeah,
and some exactly. of these countries can kind of fake them, is what I'm seeing. And people underneath are like, well, you know, if you can get a VPN, make a spam account that isn't your actual information. Which, true, you could do that. But in some of those countries, they can take legal action against you for doing things like that when they've been banned, right? So it's a gray area. I was just curious what you guys thought. Everybody had good points. I understand both sides. I understand the frustration.
I want to know, like, this person that's saying all that stuff, like, y'all really went into the terms and dissected the terms of service to that point to know mm-hmm. that there was a shift in the terms of service? Like, I mean, that's impressive if it's real. That's what I'm saying, because, like, because to go through all that, you know, legal termination and stuff, and then be able to pinpoint that specific section
right.
to that.
The Wayback Machine, my friend. Yeah,
to that and deal with it. It's just like, oh, my God.
Well, it's interesting, too, because, you know, we're adults. We read things every day, and it's like, wait a minute. I recall them saying that, you know, we wouldn't have to. Am I crazy? Am I thinking this properly? And then you do a little bit of digging and find out, sure enough, that is what you read. And now those words have changed. It's like, well, and they all have legalese somewhere in that basically states at any time they can change the wording and there's nothing you can do about it, right? I just found it fascinating. I was like, wait,
you know what's actually kind of funny? I'm actually looking on Steam right now to these reviews. Mm-hmm. It's now set to mostly negative. Mm-hmm. Which is actually funny to me, but I'm just trying to see what this is, what people are saying, because okay, so now we're gonna do a section here on saying Steam reviews.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm in it.
Some of these Steam reviews are hilarious, but some of these are like, wow, okay.
Well, like, and a lot of them, like at least the first grouping of what I got, I was like, wait a minute, is this true? Quick Google, it in fact was true. They cannot make PSN accounts. His fire alarm agrees with me.
If you know the irony of some of
he's chirping with me.
You know what's actually kind of funny to me? It's like they were perfectly fine playing Helldivers 2, but then the second that they're saying that they're wanting to sign into a Sony account, some of these people are like saying can't recommend after that Sony accounts needed with changes and stuff. It's like, it's kind of weird to me that was the silver bullet. It's like, oh, sign into a Sony account to play a Sony game. It's like, wow, okay.
For us, I get that it is in our area, we are privileged that we can just be like, oh yeah, I already have a Sony account. Let me sign in. No big deal. Bing, bing, boom. But elsewhere, not so easily. But I do understand like the reasoning behind it, you know?
Yeah, I'm reading up on the,
I'm reading up on
that link that I just posted in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Something I found interesting. All right, so if you go look at the very bottom of it, like towards the very bottom, it'll say, okay, because internet connection and free Steam account to activate. Okay, after that. Product offered subject to your acceptance of the Steam subscriber agreement. You want to activate this product via the internet by registering for a Steam account to send the SSA. Basically, that basically confirms that you don't need a PSN account. But now they're going back on that, pretty much.
But what they're also not saying is that at any time they can change that, right? So they're not saying you have to have one, but they're not also saying that in the future you might also have to have one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but yeah. if they do any kind of level of a change, they have to tell the people to do something like that, and then they have to then you have to agree to the new terms of service. They can't just say, oh, well, we changed the terms of what you said specifically, on a dime, and then redo it. Because I mean, that's incredibly sneaky for them to do.
And
that.
If you don't want to read, yeah. I did post IGN did a really good like breakdown of it of why it's an issue. A lot of things we've already touched upon, but if you want to dive a little deeper, there's a quick video of basically giving you the whole rundown if you're curious for anybody who's listening. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting. There was a big hullabaloo, as Davis would say. I didn't know Davis was 78 this year, but good for him. You look great. My grandpa used to say hullabaloo, so it made me giggle on the inside. I appreciate it. But I get it. For us, it's not that big of a deal elsewhere. It kind of is, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, It's all good.
Sorry to interrupt. So, you just have to have the PSN account, right? So, you know, like, if you want, so you don't have to, so you know how if you want to play, if you want to play online, you have to pay for the PSN. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't need to do that.
This brings up an interesting point. Now, since you have to link your Steam to your PSN, do you have to have PS Plus to play the game online?
Probably not. You
know what I'm saying? Through Steam.
No, not through Steam.
Not through Steam.
Okay.
Now, if you were playing on Steam and then you're like, I want to go lay down and play this in my bed, and that's where your PlayStation 5 is, and you want to play online, yes, you would have to, because this game is only online, and so you would essentially have to pay for that service. But to get the trophies and all that, you could essentially create a secondary spoof account if you don't have a PSN account. It doesn't actually have to be your first and last name. You could just John Smith, right? Or Jane Doe. Whatever. And it doesn't actually have to be an account that you ever use except for on Steam, because PC Master Race, right? But for the people who already have a PlayStation, already have an account, it's an easy peasy thing for us, right? But, well, I don't remember my account information. It's been a long time, but I'm sure I have it somewhere. But, because I don't play on PlayStation anymore. But yeah, it's just interesting, because you don't have to have a PSN account, but now you do. Hello.
Yeah, it seems like this is being implemented is a little bit kind of fast, but I will say that the with this kind of outroar though, too, because I'm looking at, man, this like this is pissed. Yeah. This is crazy. Like, I didn't even think of this.
Like, even so, this like, even insane. For future Sony games, because, you know, Sony's been putting a lot of their games on PC. So, what other games are they going to do this with?
Well, the first game was Ghost of Tsushima, the one they just released. And actually, you know what? Is it doing good on PC? Let's find out.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's not out yet. It comes out May 16th.
Okay. Ooh, the day before IF comes out.
Yeah, oh, so
that's so bad.
Yeah, so like I don't know. Like, well, I guess the real measuring stick is if people will care to do what Sony's wanting you to do for Helldivers,
right? An interesting thought, too, is if you guys are releasing games in other countries that normally can't have a PSN account, but it's, you know, obviously they're trying to get people to play their games on other machines. you're that's then kind of putting a firewall in front of yourself, like losing money if that's the case. You know what I mean?
Like I said, Sony's a conglomerate that's been around forever, and I'm not saying that I'm smarter than Sony, so I like that's why I'm giving them benefits of the doubt that they had something planned for that. Have something planned for that, because it is ridiculous to think that they would be willing to do this kind of level of this kind of thing without having a plan involved for the people that bought the game and know that they can't have a PSN account because of where they live.
And then
you have to they have to do some sort of weird circumvented way to get in if they wanted to play it. Mm-hmm. without having a plan set for it. So like until they either say, you know what, never mind, we're not going to do that or something. But yeah, until then, I'm leaving that open for debate on what they're going to do on that, or let us know what they're going to do for the folks that paid for this game. I mean, I think it's just the fact that they released the game in February, then they're having people are having the time of their life in this game, and then they're saying they're going to put a wall in front of it 2 months later.
So many good reviews. Everybody that I talked to that played Helldivers 2, they freaking loved it. Now, I mean, it's interesting.
Wow, I had no idea that people the PC Master Race is definitely... You don't mess around with a PC Master Race. No. Clearly.
Well, in a lot of countries too, a lot of people don't have gaming PCs at home. They go to cafes to play and they log in, you know? And so a lot of people are playing Helldivers, not at home, but at internet cafes, you know? So just interesting.
Anyways, that's crazy. But
yeah. Ooh, you're welcome. Jesus. Thank you. My topic was good, I know.
There you go. But man. Well, folks, wow. Look, wait, just like if you're like, man, like you know, typing. Yeah, folks, thank you for listening to episode number 217 of the CFG Gamecast. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. As always, we will be back again next week with a whole new set of different kinds of gaming topics. But if you did miss out on this episode, that is perfectly all right. We release it on all podcast services each and every week at the beginning of each and every week on Mondays. So there is absolutely no reason to miss out on all sexy voices.
Ooh. Yeah.
Guys, be sure to also check out our main website, confreaksgeeks.com, where our new episode of the What Do You Think spoiler cast of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is officially out now, with some other stuff too. And also big shout outs to Iceman Primes filling in today. Thank you for stopping by, man. It was real fun talking.
Hey, no problem. No problem. Awesome to be here. Definitely awesome. Have to do this again sometime.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. So, guys, once again, this is Davis, Lex, and Iceman Prime. Y'all, take it easy.
Stay icy, everybody.
Hey, I love you. Bye-bye.